I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Next week is Thanksgiving, so lots of gardeners are looking up recipes on what to make for the big feast. Of course, no Thanksgiving is complete without pumpkin pie. While certainly pumpkins make great pies, other winter squash make delicious pies too. So if you're low on pumpkins or just want to get creative, consider some of these squash for the big day. First of all, if you're not interested in making pumpkin pie from scratch, buy canned pumpkin. It's the flavor everyone has come to expect for pumpkin pie. The irony is, 85% of the canned pumpkin on the market doesn't come from pumpkins at all, but from a winter squash called Dickinson. Dickinson is related to butternut squash. So if you're looking to make a familiar-tasting sweet pie from scratch, use butternut squash. But other winter squash can be tried as well. Hubbard is a squash of choice for many. This old-time variety has a flavorful flesh, but it can be granular and not make for that smooth texture we like in pies. The red curry squash is favored by some bakers for its thick, creamy flesh and an earthy, sweet flavor. Other winter squashes that get honorable mentions include Long Island cheese and long pie. When making pies from scratch, roast your winter squash first. Roasting brings out the natural flavors in the flesh, making for a tastier pie filling. Save the seeds for roasting, cook until soft, and then blend your favorite pumpkin spices and ingredients together. Regardless of how it turns out, remember, even a mediocre pie can be made great with whipped cream. Now for this week's tip. The recent cold weather has brought our long, warm fall to an abrupt end. Cover garlic and strawberry beds, if you haven't already, with chopped leaves or straw mulch weighted down with branches to protect them this winter. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about holiday cactus. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.